himself holds even by Mishra. Also, the Baal HaMishra does not have to move back, but let the Yarka move back. But the verse is, according to you, the Rabbanin, that you say, no, the Mazik has to move back. The Amrisi Al HaMazik. So, Tainach Mishra V'Yarka. Rabbi Yossi says, I understand you in the case of a Mishra, when one person is soaking his flax next to the neighbor's yurok, his vegetables. The hani maski hani, like the wetness of the water is ruining the vegetables. The hani le maski hani, but the vegetables do not do any damage to the flax. Therefore, the bala flax, he has to move back. He's the mazik, and not the bal yurokis. Elo chardol, but Rabbi Yossi's kasha to Rabbanan is, but by chardol, by these mustards, tavayu elo chardol dvarim, when one is growing mustards, and right next door he's growing, he has his bees, look who Rabbi Yossi's time there is, tavayu maspi adodi, that both is doing damage one to the other, so you can't force one to move back more than the other one. So that's Rabbi Yossi's time to the Rabbanan. And on this, the Rabbanan answer back and say no. For Rabbanan, Dvorim Lechardol, Loi Maskelei. The Rabbanan hold, even though the bees come and eat up the leaves of the mustard, so what? That's not called a damage. Because again, Ibintor, if it's a question of the bees eating up the mustard seed itself, is Loi Mishkakas Lei. It doesn't reach it. Since it's inside the stalks, the bees can't get to it. Ibintor, it's only a problem that the bees are eating up the leaves, so Hoda Pori. The leaves will grow back again. There won't be any problem with the leaves. Therefore, that's the machlokes of Yosi and the Rabbanan. That really, really, Rabbi Yosi holds al hanizik l'harkas hatzmai, and the Rabbanan hold al hamazik l'harkas hatzmai. Just the machlokes by the bees and the chardol is that Rabbi Yosi holds that both be mazik one another, and the Rabbanan say no. It's only the chardol that's being mazik the bees, and not the opposite way. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that Yutes Amar Aleph on top. Mishnah says again, V'loi Nivreches HaKoyftin. You're not allowed to have, let's say, a pool of water that you wash your clothing next to your friend's Koysol within 3 tefachim. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avua, Loi Shonu El Min HaMechamtin. We're only talking about this puddle that you are Mechamtin, which means you let the clothing first soak in Soyas, Rashi says in Soyas Kolovim, Acha Machmitin. That's where they used to use their suds. Used to use the manure from the animals and soak their clothing in it. In that type of a puddle, there you're allowed to leave it just 3 tefachim away from the wall. Avamen hanedayin, but the second type of a puddle of water with clean water that you would like rub out your clothing, wash the clothing, then dal damis, then you have to go move away dal damis from the kaisel of your chaver. Since the water splashes, so therefore the water would splash within dal damis, you have to move back dal damis in your rishus. Tanya Nami Yoko, we learn like this also. It says, Nevrechas HaKoyfsin, Dal Damas, that is a puddle of water that you use to wash your clothing, you have to move back Dal Damas from the Koysel of your Chaver. I ask the question is, Vanan Tanan, Rontanam Mishnah Gimel Tvachim, you only have to move back 3 Tvachim. Elalav Shmamina, isn't this a proof? Kid Rav Nachman, is a proof like Rav Nachman, there are two types of cleaning processes. One is where you soak it with the tzoya, that doesn't spritz so much, there it's enough 3 tefachim. And one is where you spritz, where you wash it out, clean it out, then you need dal damas. And viki diromi luhu mirma. Some just asked this for a question. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, nivrechas hakoysen gimel tefachim, that from this puddle of water from washing you have to stay away 3 tefachim. I bought Tanya, another bright that says, arba amis, 4 amis. So on this Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avaravua, like Kasha, there's no stira. Kan min hamechamtin, kan min hanadayin. Again, like we said, there are two types of puddles of water. When you wash it, spritz the water, there you need dal damis. When you're just soaking it, there is enough 3 tefachim. Chazamor says that Reb Chia Brei de Rav Avia, Masnin lo dehegi. He learned this clearly. Elim kem hirchuk misvas mechamtin ulekaisa gimel tefachim. That our Mishnah means gimel tefachim is clearly from the bor of mechamtin, from the water that you're just soaking your clothing in. But then echnami, the other type of a bor that you would wash your clothing in, then you'd have to go away dal damas. Then the Mishnah says v'sand v'sid, like if you move away gimel tefachim, when you want to dig your bor, you also have to put plaster there. So Iboilu, you have a question like this: v'sand v'sid tinan, does it mean that you have to also put plaster there? Oiduma may be oisad the sid. It means either one. Either move back 3 tefachim and you do not need plaster, or else if you want to dig your bore right next to your boundary, you'll have to plaster the inside of your bore that the water would not seep out and not ruin his wall or his bore. So the Gemara says, pshita, of course, the v'sad v'sitanan, that in the ratio of the Mishnah means you have to have both. You have to be ma'achid gimel tefachim and you have to have sid. If you want to tell me, the oi sad v'sitanan, the Mishnah means oi, either one of them, in came if so liyavinu v'lisninu, why don't we put the first two cases of the Mishnah together? Like the next cases of the Mishnah, there for sure the gerus in the Mishnah is oi sad v'sid. So if the same halach applies to the ratio, we should have put both cases together. By the second part of the Mishnah was, by these things that give off heat, you have to be marchik from the kaisel. And there it says, oisad besid. So if the ratio also means oisad besid, we should put the first two cases together. So Mora says, maybe that's not a proof. The reason why I put it in two categories is because there are two different types of damages. Ratio hazeka dimetuna. The ratio there is talking about if you have your ditch of water, that the wetness of your water will go and ruin his kaisel. And seifa hazeka dahavlo. The seifa with these things, they're moisif hevel, so it's the mazik is the heat that it gives off. So it could be in both cases, it maybe is oisad besid. Either one is good. The reason why it says in two different categories is to teach us the two different mazikim. Toshima coming here. Rabbi Yudhi says, again, we have very soft ground that if you just touch it, it crumbles. So then, if the two are neighbors, want to dig ditches at the end of their fields, is there machi gimel tefachim besad besid? He has to move back gimel tefachim in his property, and then also he has to lime it. He has to put plaster on the sides. Is there machi gimel tefachim besad besid? And the other one also has to do two things. Be marked gimel tefachim and line it with plaster. So now the diak is taima the bov yadayim. Why do you have to do both? Because it's very soft ground. Holoi bov yadayim mashmeh, who would not be such soft ground, loy, then you would not have to do both. So tzarai, either one is good. Tomorrow says no. Who I didn't really tell you the afagav the loy bov yadayim namisad besid. Even if the ground is not soft, normal ground, maybe also you would have to do two things. You'd have to be marchik, gimel tefachim, and line the bore with plaster. Ubov yadai mitzvah leh. The chiddush here is, though, that even though the ground is soft, still it's enough. Because I would have thought to say, kivun the bov yadayim, since this ground is very soft, so I would have thought to say, liboy yiravcha tvei, maybe you have to move away more, you have to be marchik maybe more than gimel tefachim. That's the chiddush here, no, the gimel tefachim is enough. But it could be, all over, you need two things, sad v'sid, and to be marchik gimel tefachim. Then the Mishnah says, marchikin es ha-gefes v'es ha-zebel v'es ha-melech v'es ha-sloyim, that you have to move away these things that produce heat, away from your friend's wall. Now the Gemara says, tanan hosim, we learned the Mishnah in Shabbos, v'ameh toimnin u'v'ameh ein toimnin. We know there's an issa on Shabbos to be matmeh, to make hatzimona. That means if you have a pot that's hot, you're not allowed to wrap it around with material to keep the heat. Mashen came before Shabbos, then it's mutter to make hatzmono. You're allowed to take the pot off the fire right before Shabbos and wrap it around with a towel to keep the heat. However, it's only mutter if the material is not moisef hevel. It doesn't add heat to the pot. It only retains the heat. But something that's moisef hevel, then it's also. That's the Mishnah there, that's v'ameh toimnim v'ameh ein toimnim. Ein toimnim, these things you are not allowed to do, even to wrap around the pot before Shabbos, because these things are moisef hevel. V'lei b'gefes, not with the leftovers of the olives after you press them out. V'lei b'zevel, not with manure. V'lei b'melech, not with salt. V'lei b'sid, not with lime. V'lei b'chol, not with sand. Vein lachim ben yevashim, whether they're wet or whether they're dry. So now, that's what it says over there. Now the question is, how come here now, Mishnah, we're also talking about things that produce heat, and therefore here you have to be marking it from your friend's kaisel, 3 tefachim. So how come here in our Mishnah we include sloyim, these small stones that you can produce fire from? For loikatoni chol, and our Mishnah does not talk about chol sand. Or Mishnah also, how come over there in the Mishnah in Shabbos, tiktoni chol, there it says sand, for loikatoni sloyim? Like, you know, the question is, in both Mishnahs, it should have said all the cases. Because it's the same type of material. We're talking about things that's moisef hevel, that first of all on Shabbos you're not allowed to make hatzmona with them, and here, you're not allowed to store these things next to your friend's wall. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lefi Shein Darkon, Shebnei Yodim Lahatmin Bisloyim. I'll tell you there in Shabbat, the reason why it doesn't bring down Sloyim, because it's not a normal manner to wrap around your pots with Sloyim, with these small stones. Omalai Abaya, Abaya said back, so what? Like Vechi Darkon, Shebnei Yodim Lahatmin Begizei Temer, is it normal that people should wrap around pieces of wool around the clothes, around the pots? Ule Shernish Lagomim, or tongues of purple wool. Is it Shviach? The Tanya, still we learned. You are allowed to use these things to make katmona, to wrap it around your pot. These things are not the moist of hevel. They only retain the heat. Uvamuchen, and with katan also. And still this says there, but they remain muksa, you're not allowed to move them. So at all point, you see, we talk about things even though that's not so shriach, since you are allowed to do it, we talk about them. So still shver, why doesn't the Mishnah over there talk about sloyim? There's one, the friend tells upon the other one. In other words, it says here in Bava Basra, Sloyim, that produces heat. And who adin, the same thing would apply if you want to store chayil, that's also moist of hevel. You would also have to be marked gimel tefachim. Just, it says it there in Shabbos, it doesn't have to repeat it over here. And Tana Hos from Chol, there in Shabbat says the word Chol, Vuadin L'Sloim, and of course Vuadin the Lach would apply by Sloim also. But it says it here in Baba Basra, Sasai teaching us it applies to over there also. So true, there's such a svar of Yagad Olav Riyayu. Omalei Rav, Rav said back, no. I Yagad Olav Riyayu, that's what the Tana of the Mishnah is teaching us like. That it says it in one Mishnah and it applies to the other Mishnah also, is so Lisninu L'Kula B'Choda. I should have said all the cases in one Mishnah. And the listening chodim in ayavidach. Then in the other Mishnah, just should have said one case. And I would say that the friend tells on the other one that whichever one it was, it would say that Baba Basra, that when it comes to when by Masech to Shabbos, it only says one, I would say all the halachas apply the same cases in Baba Basra apply to Shabbos. How come most of the cases we say, just one we leave out? That's not a svar of Yagad Olav Riyayu. There's a question, listening chad min ayavidach, but what in lidach? Ela, therefore, rather, Elo Amar Rava. Rava says the Torah like this. Hosom, high no time over there. The reason is, the Loikatoni, Sloyim, you know why it doesn't say Sloyim by Shabbos, Mishum de Mishtache lo Likdeira. Not because it's not Shiach, but because it's bad for the pot. These things like ruin the pot, it'll make it rusty, they scratch it, it's bad for the pot, therefore nobody would wrap it around the pot. And Hosom, high no time at Loikatoni Chul. You know why over here in our Mishnah it doesn't say about storing sand? Mashma, if you want to store sand, you're allowed to store it right next to your friend's wall. Mishum demechamimi chayim. True. Sand, if you put it on something that's hot, it'll make it hotter. But the mekariri korer, if you put it near something that's cold, it'll stay cold. Whereas sand by itself is not really moist of hevel. It's only if it comes near something that's hot, like over there by Shabbos. If you'd want to wrap it around a hot pot, there it's also. Because that would be moist of hevel. But over here, you're just on storing your sand next to your friend's wall. It could be a smut there. It doesn't make it hot. It'll only stay cold. For Hotoni Rabbi Choyl, I Rabbi Shia learned Choyl. No, even Choyl, you're not allowed to store next to your friend's wall. So Mashmir does give off heat by itself. Somewhere it says, no, Hosam Bimetuna Tono. Hosam Bimetuna. There, we're talking about where it's wet. If it's wet, the damage is not the heat that comes out of it, but rather the damage is the wetness that comes out from this wet sand. Now, Tana Didan, Nami Listni, Vlukma Betuna, is so good, so why does now a Tana the Mishnah also say Choyl? And we will say, Pshan the Mishnah is, where the Choyl, where the sand is wet. So Moran says, Atoni Lo Emes Amayim, listen, it spoke about things that are wet, that gives off dampness, you can't put near your friend's wall. It says already a small canal. So this also. So Moran says, Otto Miloi Katoni Yamas Samayim Katoni Nevrekas HaKaisim. Listen, it says two things about wetness. It says not to put an emas amayim and not to put these pools where you clean your clothing. So you see, it says two cases. So let it also say the case of chol already wet chol. So when it says hanu tzrich, you know these two cases of nevreches and of amas amayim we need. The tono amas amayim could only say the case of amas amayim. I'll tell this story is mishum the kaviyah, because there it's kaviyah, it stays, it's permanent. Therefore, it's also. But the small pool that you have just to soak your clothing there, the like V, it's not permanent, you move it around. You finish here, then you move someplace else. Maybe there it's not a mazik. maybe there you're allowed to put it within three tefachim of the wall. Kamashmala, no, even a nevracha samayim, nevracha sakleisin, that's arai, still it's also. Now, if you would have just said you can't have this pool where you're soaking your clothing in, because here the water is soaking, like staying still. If the water is staying still and not moving, then it'll seep into the ground more, and it may go and ruin the next your neighbor's wall. But the flow of water, like the canal, the flowing of water, there, since the water doesn't stay still, it keeps on flowing, maybe it doesn't seep into the ground, it won't ruin the neighbor's wall. I need the chiddush now, even though the water is running, still within three tefachim, it will go on the side and ruin his wall. Therefore, these two cases I need. But it doesn't have to tell me a case of a wet choil, because pshita, that's the same halacha of these, since it gives off damp that would ruin your neighbor's wall, that you would have to go in three tefachim. Then the Mishnah says, marchikines has royim v'yasamach risho, that you can't plant royim next to your friend's fields within three tefachim. Or near, of course, means a wall. If he has a wall at the end of his field, so you can't